This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Man, first hour flew by. Second hour approaching. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the outdoor show this morning.
Robert Harris Jr. here.
All right, Robert, got you in there, bud.
Yes,
all right,
sir.
Man. What's Johnny B doing? Taking a nap?
He's hovering over
probably,
my shoulder.
What is he, re-spooling reels or tying knots?
Nah, he's playing a close eye to me.
I got you. Well, that's cool. We're all good. We're here. Y'all keep me rolling, man. All right. Let's get to it. Welcome to the show. And hour number two already. Man, what a fast hour that first one was. Now we're going to head over to Venice, Louisiana, or find out where this guy's at. You never know with Mike. He bounces back and forth a lot. Mike Jeffcoat, what's up, Captain?
Not much. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good, Cappy. How about you?
Dodged another one, bro.
Boy, I'm telling you, we did and you did. Man, they just...
Jesus Christ.
What is going on here?
I don't know. And this is so weird. I mean, thank God it missed me, but pray for the people over there, but...
Man, we got a lot of friends over in that, you know, Cameron Parish area, Calcasieu and all that, really good people that I've known for 30-plus years. And, man, to see them have to go through this over and over, it just kills you, man.
Yeah, and especially, you know, it's October. You know, we make our hay in October.
Yes.
And, you know, all of us guys have lost so many days this year because of this crazy world we're living in. Man, I'm looking at this deal this past week as it's developing, and I'm going, man, if this happens, I'm going to have to go find me a job, I guess, because, you know, it just shut us down. But, I fished all week. I mean, I was off yesterday, but I had some of my customers, I've been fishing forever, which in October is out of way, you know. I mean,
yeah.
My October dates are from year to year. I mean, right now, it'd take you 3 years probably to get a date with me in October. But, you know, we fished through some really tough conditions this past week and had a lot of fun. And I'm thankful that it didn't come through here because, I mean, we just, no way we could have handled it.
How high did y'all's tides get yesterday?
That's what I'm telling you is crazy. I mean, I was really busy yesterday around camp, getting camp back in order and getting my people in here for the weekend. And,
right.
And that's like this group. I mean, they live in Houston, or, well, matter of fact, live in Baytown. And so they left Thursday, went to Biloxi, got them room at the casino in Biloxi, stayed there Thursday night, and then come in here yesterday, just so they didn't have to, you know, take a chance to get caught in that thing. But, I don't know, right before dark yesterday, I rode down to the marina. I need the owner to be there and check on that water. And it's just normal tides around here. No surge at all. I don't know. I mean, that wind kept switching yesterday or turning all day. And, you know, by dark yesterday, we was pretty much due south. And I think by, I went to bed about 9. I looked at it, and it done got a little southwest. And so I don't know if we had any tide surge at all. I get off the phone with you. I'm going to call the marina and see what the water looks like.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if it's up over the docks and stuff, I'm not leaving early this morning. I'll wait till it falls off a little bit, which is not a good thing, because all this week by noontime, you better have them caught. Because come noontime, that tide had done fell out of here and stopped, and boy, them fish just, I mean, Thursday I sight fish what I could sight fish. I was limited because of the wind. Mm-hmm. And I did find some about 11:30, but that tide had done hit bottom. I mean, they'd swim by the boat and just, they wouldn't even look at you. They wouldn't look at the bait. They wouldn't look at the boat. They just slowly swimming around and knowing.
Act like you're not even there.
Yep. I said, this is over with. Well, although it was funny, we seen more black drum than we did redfish. And them black drum would eat. That's great. We was throwing spoons. And he'd pitch it on them drum's face, and he'd slurp it up.
He'd suck it up.
Like,
huh?
A hog in a trough. Yeah.
Look at this big rubber lip.
Yeah.
They got lips like, I mean, they got some big lips on them, man.
20, 30 pounders, you know.
Yeah, they're nasty.
Slurp it up and and just swim around for, you know, 20 seconds, just swim around like nothing, wasn't hooked. And
yeah, like you didn't even know he was hooked. Yeah, that's the way they do.
Yeah, and then they put the fight on for a little bit there. So.
Old drummer boys.
Didn't manage to catch a handful of trout Thursday. So that was a plus. All I need is a cold front. I need another cold front. I need to check. Do we have a cold front coming?
Tuesday here, so it'd probably be Tuesday night or Wednesday for you.
Cool. Pretty cool one?
No, not really. You know, it's going to – it'll be a temperature change. It'll be a little cooler, but not like that last one where we had those high 50s in the morning. Boy, that felt good.
Yeah, make that water get right. Make the trout get right, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
That river is that river's trying to act right, get right. You know, that wind get off of it, it'd really help. But, man, I fished beautiful water Thursday. I mean, I fished that backwater levee canal all day Thursday. Just some ponds off of it. And it was just, man, it was pretty. So, but when I was at the marina yesterday, and late, the marina was just gin clear. So, if we get that wind off of us, and, you know, I don't think there was enough rain up, off this storm up there to really hurt the river much. So, we'll see. Fast as that thing's moving, I just don't see where we're going to get much runoff. So,
no, I think there were some areas over around, you know, in Louisiana, Lake Charles, and then up towards Alexandria, that 9-10 inches. Some rain gauges showed 12, but yeah, that was probably the most.
Well, but that ain't gonna hurt. It ain't gonna hurt my watershed.
No, it's not coming over that way. I mean, it was just the most rain I saw out of it, and luckily it was moving fast and got on out of here.
Right. So, but other than that, that's been the highlight of my week. I did catch a big flounder Friday.
Did you?
I pulled up, told the customers. And, I mean, I had some sticks on the boat. I said, look, there ought to be one laying right there. Well, they throw 4 or 5 times and nothing, and they didn't hit the spot real good. I mean, the wind was blowing 25, so kind of hard to hit the spot dead on. I stood up, made an underhand pitch at it, hit it dead on, caught one about 5 pounds.
That's a good one.
That was a good one. We're just on that brink of it really firing off and having a lot of fun. So, blue reds are back, but, you know, it's just been too rough to get out there to them. So,
yeah,
we'll get Atlantic to catch a handful of them.
Well, this will be a year to remember, fishing-wise, COVID, all the, I mean, everything. Hurricanes, West Coast is burning to the ground. Crazy stuff.
I don't turn the news on. I mean, the only thing I do, I get pop-ups on my phone, so naturally I look at it, and I get mad about that. So it's a silly world we're living in. I mean, I apologize for
absolutely nuts.
get rid of all of them and just start over. Get us a new group in there. So,
Clean house.
Might happen the way things are going right now.
It just might.
But I know the offshore boys, they've had a rough week. There's not been one boat go offshore this week.
Boy, our poor offshore guys down here on the Texas, they've just had a horrible year.
Well, I mean, even here.
I mean, it's been good fishing when they get out there, but when can you go?
Nightmare. Absolutely. On Wednesday, I was fishing in the Southwest Pass, and when I say the end, I was on the very end of it down there. But on the inside, I was in the river itself, and watching what few ships that was coming in and all, and man, I seen a boat bobbing up and down out there, and I got to look, and there was a big sport fisherman coming in and out that river, and man, he was taking a whooping, and I don't know what his thoughts were, but I bet he didn't go far before he turned her around and come back.
No.
Leaving in a sport fisherman, you know, it's just, I mean, and what was neat about what we was doing down there is where them swells were pushing through them rocks,
mm-hmm. and
that water coming into the river, that's where all the bites were. Every time one of them swells would push over top them rocks or through them rocks, and that water would bubble up, that's where you got your bites at. So, that day was the first day I can remember in a long time that I killed my trolling motor batteries, but I killed them that day.
Run them all the way down. Point.
Yeah. I mean, I was trying to use, spot lock and, just hold the boat in that current and wind, and I got to the point I had to put an anchor out. So.
Yeah.
And that ain't no fun. I mean, back in the day, I didn't mind putting an anchor out, but nowadays, I don't care nothing about retrieving it. That's what I don't care about, retrieving
it. Yeah, let old Mr. Mercury pull that anchor up for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, put a loop in the rope, hits a cleat up and drive forward.
Hit the cleat up and, yeah, pull it out of the mud and then pick it up. And then that's what I hate, having to sit there and go up and down dunking all the mud off of it.
I just drag it for a ways. Make me
drag it for a ways.
Yeah. Let that river clean it up.
Boy, I know an old boy that was working a school of fish and had his anchor out, and then he pulled it up and then just dogged it off on his side cleat and forgot about it. And a school of birds worked up, and he took off for him, and that anchor was flopping behind the boat, and it caught and then slingshot it out of the water and came right over their heads at the console and stuck right through the front of his boat. If it had hit him in the head, it had decapitated him.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I tell you what I did do, and it was embarrassing. Every time a ship could, not every ship, but some of them ships, when they come are coming to you, they put that wake up and it gets on them jetties and mm-hmm. rolls down at jetties, and you better get on anchored and get away from it, because it's so big.
Right.
And one of the captains that was down there fishing same way we were, he hollered, "Everybody see that wake coming?" And I mean, it was a 10-footer rolling down them jetties.
Oh, Lord.
And I told everybody, I said, "Y'all get down, let's get this anchor up, get away from here, let's get behind a weir, so we can let this get by us." And I'd cranked up, and that ship had done sucked that water and out from under me. And me not realizing when I cracked up, and I told one of the guys, I said, grab an anchor rope, and it was on the side cleat. And the way I was setting up, that was the best way for the boat to be positioned. I cranked up, put it in gear, and guess what? Anchor rope in my prop.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. So I jumped up and got the trolling motor down and got us away from, got behind that weir so that wake could go by. And I had to call a captain to come over and help me get it off the prop.
I bet.
Yeah. You know, I mean, younger man, I'd have jumped in the water and done it myself, but I wouldn't do it now. Anyhow, just been an interesting week. I mean, you know, I told you Monday I floated aground. I didn't run aground. I was on my trolling motor and had to get pulled off. And just 2020, brother. That's all I can say.
Would you expect anything else?
No, absolutely not.
Man. Well, Mike, well, I wish you the best today. Hope you, the weather's nice behind the storm. I mean, it's calm all over the place, so winds are down. And
I hadn't even looked at the winds here yet. You got anything up on it?
The winds your way? I can check them right quick. I got them on my favorites right here. Let's see what we can do with you. I know that all over this way it's down pretty good. Looking your way, it's kind of, that's about Bay Gardein. It's 22, kind of out of the southwest.
Yep.
And Grand Isle Buoy showing 13 out of the southwest. And kind of inland, you know, it's a little bit calmer. So
yeah.
But you're going to have probably 15 to 20 to deal with because you're getting that spin, you know, off that storm straight above you now. But it's fizzling out. It's dying out.
Oh, this week looks gorgeous.
Right now, the eye looks like it's at Chase, Louisiana, in Monroe. That's where it's spinning real good right there. But the winds are down to like 39, 40, 41.
That's good.
All right, buddy. Well, good luck today, and I'll talk to you next week. But somebody wants to come over and fish with you, give them some info.
832-338-9376. Get us on the web at RJ Hunting Fishing.
All right, my friend. Mike, have a good one. Nice talking to you. See you, bud.
Later.
All right. That's Captain Mike Jeffcoat over in Venice, Louisiana.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. Captain Mickey will tell you where to go and what to throw.
If I was just going fishing for myself, I would go, I'd find somewhere that I like, and I probably wouldn't catch anything. But it's okay. But when you got a man paying you to do your job the best of your ability, it doesn't mean that you're not a good guide. It means that you behind the eight ball, bro.
Well, it's like Ben and I were talking yesterday. He said, man, I feel for you, Steve. He said, but it's okay. I just wanted to get my daughter and her boyfriend out and enjoy the weather. I said, well, that's, you know, you could get on the ferry for that and wouldn't have to pay a dime.
You could go to Peppermint Park.
Peppermint Park.
But I said,
boy, that's going back. God, dog.
But I said, here's the deal. Park. I said,
and waking up at 4 a.m. before the roosters start to crow. If you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Here's Vaughn to come back when you mentioned Peppermint Park. That brought back memories. He's old school like us. He goes, I'm with James. I'd rather be riding the ponies at Peppermint Park.
Hey, you know, the best thing was them fake motorcycles that you thought you was going somewhere and you just went around in a circle.
Everything is better with friends like you. There's so much to do in Peppermint Park.
Good morning. So welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 523 in the Bayou City. All right, let's go down to G-Town. Let's talk to Captain James Clogg, see what he's up to this morning. Captain, what's happening?
What's up, Nick?
Oh, man, just hanging out.
Yeah, hanging out at the bait shop, buddy.
Laid back in the bait camp here, baby.
Man, I heard that. Nothing's kind of nice right now.
Yeah, it is. Calm after the storm. Man, it's pretty good little blow yesterday. Up. You get a little wind down there at Tiki?
Hey, let me tell you something, bro. I went to the marina to check on a boat about 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it was pretty Western.
It was toe up from the flow up.
I'm like, man, I'm glad this thing didn't come right here. And I was looking at my curtain and just checking on some other guy's stuff. And, man, that wind was coming through them outriggers and them sailboat masts. It was howling. I don't know how hard it was blowing, but we had a gust. It had to be 60 one time.
Yeah, I was seeing some 60-mile-an-hour gusts yesterday down there. And I know I had a couple at my house for like that. Between about 1 and 3:30, that's when the real blow
was. I was at the marina at 1:30.
Yeah.
And, man, I'm like, well, ain't nothing I can do about nothing. I'm looking at my cart, well, good so far, but ain't nothing I can do. They either blow off or they don't. But that got a little dicey there for a while. I mean, it got rank.
You know, that storm was totally different than Laura. You know, Laura was a little more tight wound and was getting sheared off from the west. This one here had a lot of bad stuff on the west side of it.
It did have a lot of rain on the west side because I don't know how far we are from where it went in. So, as the crow flies, I don't know, 150 miles or something. So, it had a lot. It was raining sideways, man. It was nasty. I'm like, man, this ain't good. But I guess everything's all right. That was the worst of it. That was the worst of it right there, that period of time, for us anyway.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
So, no. Tides never got – I mean, they were high, but never got stupid. They went out pretty quick.
Yeah.
Because that wind got – it come more around out of the northwest, you know, later in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the tide looks like right now. It's down.
Yeah, they canceled the coastal flood advisory for Galveston and, you know, up the upper Texas coast already. They got a rip current statement out.
Yeah, this is lower than it's been normal every morning. It's been real high every morning. So we're good. It's blowing about maybe 10 or 12, huh?
Not much. It's pretty down. It's a little more down around the jetties, about 11 or so, but up into the bay up my way, it's, you know, 4 or 5.
Roger.
For now. All right. That's for now.
All right. I think we're good. I looked at it. I think we're good for a while.
Yeah, I think we'll be all right. What do we got, a front coming Tuesday?
Man, I just looked at boating recreational forecast. I saw Tuesday, like, northeast at 5 knots.
Yeah, it ain't much of a front.
Man, that's a I like them kind of fronts.
I like those light fronts.
You know, Mickey, honestly, here, though, for our fishing, we'd be better off when we go ahead and get cold. That, you know, when we caught, see, I guess Thursday, well, yesterday was the storm, so Thursday was the last day we fished. And we caught them, same. You know, one here, one there, two there. You know, we pecked on them, and it got windy Thursday. It got to cranking. And we stopped on the way in, and we stopped a little old stretch shoreline there. And, man, we had about 10 bites. I ain't had 10 bites in one spot nowhere. And 4 or 5 bites on top waters, and 4 or 5 bites on tails, and caught 3 or 4. And we didn't even go back around. We just went home. But that was the best bite that I had, you know, the most bites.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're catching them. You were catching decent fish, and everything's, you know, by deep water on top of real shallow humps. We caught 2 or 3 fish, I know, in water a foot deep. I don't know how, and only you don't hang up because they hit it when they hit the water, you know.
All right.
And then those fish wouldn't hit a top water. So riddle me that, but it's, you know, I don't think I'm on no big school nowhere. You know, I just got enough places, got some fish. You can pack on them.
Me,
but
either.
I think it'll all get better. We'll drop it about 10 degrees, and it probably come down. Yes, but it was what was it when I come in? Almost 77 when I come in Thursday.
Yeah, that's what it's showing now, 75 to 77, you know, between Eagle Point and Morgan's Point.
I'd like to see about 65, wouldn't you? 65,
yeah, I'm ready for some 60, 62 to 65 degree water. I'm getting no reports from the 22-mile buoy. It may be gone.
I think it went away. I think it's done.
It's gone.
It's not even no numbers on it. It's just some kind of writing.
No, there's nothing. No recent reports. It's just the screen's dark.
I think the split skirt alert got that buoy. Hey, I looked
split skirt alert.
Hey, I looked out there at them buoy at the 60-mile, and it was, oh man, I think I saw 18-foot maybe.
Yeah, I was looking at that sometime yesterday, and there was a 21. I saw a 21-footer.
Okay, there you go. Grab in the mouth of one of them in the Gulf of Mexico. See how much you like that.
No, I'm good. I'm going to take your word on that one.
I'm good, too.
I'll watch a little golf or something on TV and let the real animals deal with that.
Man, I saw a picture. It may have been Laura. Recent times, there was a crew boat offshore. I mean, a giant crew boat, a Swiss boat.
Uh-huh.
And they were in the bridge laughing, but it was kicking it, dude. Kicking it. Big seas, man.
Oh,
man, when the Gulf of Mexico gets waves like that close together, it ain't friendly.
It's gnarly. Gulf of Mexico will kill you, man.
It'll get nasty. But everything looks good. The water's good. You know, there's, you know, Mickey, there ain't nothing showing you nothing. You know, you'll see some mullet. Early in the week, man, there was big rafts of mullet everywhere. Like, they're migrating. Like, where you went, you know, looked like, man, you ought to catch millions up right here. And now them mullets kind of faded. You see a few, but not them big rafts like I was seeing. And anywhere it was shallow, there'd be a raft of mullet. You know, a bird fly over and it's scare them off. I said, man, I can't believe I ain't catching nothing, you know. But you'll get one usually as soon as you pull up, like you move them around or something. So I think there just ain't no great bite. I mean, it's okay, but it ain't like
right
catching no 20 fish.
Well, eyes are good and gills are good. It's all good, man.
It's eyes are good,
hey,
gills.
Hang
are good.
On. That's it. Hey, hang on. Let me do a quick commercial break. I'll come back at you. Hang with me. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Let that one roll right there, Robert. That's a good one. I know James likes that. Flog, we're back, man.
Yeah, well, just sit there and listen to the music, man.
I'm telling
you. Better than us talking.
That's it. Yeah, I remember when I first met you, you liked all that Motown music and all that, the Temptations. And
oh, we still listen to it, bro.
Oh, yeah. Heck, yeah.
Still rocking it.
Well, I told you it was going to be a quick break, but it wasn't so quick. It's kind of like your shovel-ready jobs.
It ain't like I'm in no big hurry. I'm looking at this workout thing I'm thinking to try to do. I'm reading in a magazine, so here's a 50-50 chance I can probably drop dead if I do this.
Oh, man.
It don't give an age on it. It just says what to do. So I said, well.
Yeah, well, that's kind of like that stress test you take when you get old and they put you on a treadmill and kill you right there, drop dead right there in the hospital.
Hey, people do it.
Yeah, they do. That's why they ought to do that nuclear stress test.
Yeah, I was doing that one on that treadmill.
Hey, they were going to put my dad on one of them. At 90 years old, I said, are you kidding? Why can't you give him the other one? Well, we can do that. It costs a little more. I said, well, I'd rather pay a little more than have him alive than to kill him.
Yeah.
So he's 90 years old.
Yeah, they don't like to do it if they think you can, you know, if you can physically get on the treadmill. I think I got to whatever heart rate was. I said, you want some more? Oh, no, you stop. I said, well, this ain't no big deal, dude. I can do more or less.
Yeah.
So that's no fun. We won't do none of that. I guess I'm going to go back to work tomorrow, Mickey, see what we see. What Charlie say they catching?
He said there's fish everywhere. Said they're full of fish. East Bay, West Bay, how much you want. Problem is trying to wiggle through all the boats.
Well, that's
not running a day, so.
That's not good for me. You know, as long as me and you have known Charlie, as old as Charlie is, he don't need the money. Why is he out there going on a Saturday? I ain't figured that out.
Because he just can't get away from it. He's messed up in the head like the rest of us.
I am, too.
It's his drug, man. It is. It's his drug. He's getting, and it's keeping him young and keeping him mobile.
Man, Mickey, there's nobody ate up more than me, but I've been Saturdays. I can't do them, man. I can't.
Well, all of us are ate up in our own way. Some are just a little more enthusiastic about it than others, but it, when that's all you've done your entire life, I mean, it kills me sometimes, you know, not being able to fish as many days as I would like to, you know, like the past, because when you used to run in 7 days a week for your whole life and then you tone it down.
You don't know no better.
Yeah.
It was, you know, weird, Mickey, when I quit that time and, you know, I stayed, you know, we kept the business going. I just wasn't going. I was fishing some on weekends. And I thought I could do it. I said, man, no. I'm done. Like I started, you know what, working for you when I was 18-year-old kid. And I said, man, I'm out. I can do it. Well, I was wrong.
No, you were wrong.
Well, because, you know, you fish all year, the tarpon fishing, and even now trout fishing, because it ain't like it used to be. You're fishing for 1 or 2 days that are like, you know, I'm sure glad I didn't miss this.
Right.
If I'd have been doing something else, I'd have missed it. I don't like to miss no days. I don't. But them Saturdays, I don't mind missing. If it goes off on a Saturday and I'm not there, then I just wasn't there. I just missed it.
True.
I just missed it. But, yeah, we ate up with it for sure. But, like I said, our fishing here, you know how it gets. It gets better when it gets colder, you know, cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what about that boy in South Texas, man? Are they seeing him tarpon still down there? What was his story?
Well, it got rough on him, and he couldn't, you know. They're catching small ones at the jetties, you know, like 20 to 30, 40-pounders.
Yeah,
the big ones are in the surf, and you just got to have the days, kind of like here, where you can get out there and target those bigger fish.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see. But because them schools kept going, you know, I didn't say nothing about it because it wasn't my fish. But them fish, the last time people were seeing them, they were like 19 miles south of Port Conner.
Mm-hmm.
Huge school. That was like on a Thursday. And then there was some bites on Friday, but not many people seen any fish.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder, it's almost like that whole mass of fish kept going to the south.
Well, if Brian can get him a weather break down there, you know, where he can get out there, he's liable to hit the mother load. He's probably going to have that big day that you were hoping to get before the run was over here, you know.
Yeah. See, and if I didn't have nothing to do, was trout fishing every day, as soon as I saw a weather window, I'd go down there.
Yeah.
You know, the existing state record, Gibson's record, was caught at the Port Isabel jetties, and it was 70-something, but I believe the date of the fish was November the 3rd.
Right.
They caught the fish. So, them big boys are there. I was just interested. You know, if that tarpon wants to move, buddy, if he wants to go somewhere, you know.
Well, they can cover some water, can't they?
They can roll, baby.
Yeah, when they decide to go, they're gone.
They're gone. You can watch them, man. When they get in them big schools, like that day we had that big day, I think we jumped 18. It was mega schools. And I told Cameron and Jeremy, I said, man, most time when you see that, they're getting ready to do something. They're getting ready to throw.
Yeah.
You know, no singles. Yeah, no singles, not in the bait. There was no bait. They were just there. So, just like trout fishing, though, dude, they're not showing you nothing. There ain't no birds. There ain't no nothing. I'm just spot fishing, man.
I know.
Big time spot fishing.
Well, I got one little water fish that I can kind of depend on. I don't know. It's pretty insecure feeling.
Well, me too.
And then, the guys calling and booking me, I'm just telling them, hey, I'm telling them straight up. I said, boys, it ain't nothing like it's been over the years with me in the past. I said, there's a lot of little fish. We're going to have to weed through them, and hopefully we get lucky. And, you know, I said, it's just, well, that's just the way it is now. I mean, there's no this going out with me and riding around and working 10, 12 schools a day. Those days are gone.
No, they're gone now. Hey, they're you know gone. What's funny, too? You talk about them little ones. I'm not catching no little fish, Mickey. Maybe 3 or 4 a day. Now, one place I stopped.
Well, they've all come up my way now.
They must be up there.
No, they're all coming my way.
Yeah.
You know, and I got people I know out on the bay. They go, man, we're working birds, but, you know, we'll catch 60 fish and maybe get one keeper. I said, well, why are you doing that? Well, that's all we can find. I said, well, I understand, but, man, mash them barbs down and be easy with them little fish because that's our future.
I was on a little old place that drains a marsh, and we did. We caught, I say, 50 or 60. We probably caught 40 illegal trout. But I know there's some better fish in there. And for as many trout you see hitting the top, there was 3 times as many needle gars hitting the top.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
The needle gar hatch this year is unbelievable.
I ain't seen and eating them little bitty shrimp, their eyeballs and whiskers, and them needle gar was ripping them a new one. But like I say, there was more. I said, hey, man, y'all quit reeling on top. Those needle gars are swimming around on top. Let it get down just a little bit and then reel. Then you get a trout.
Yeah.
You don't get a needle gar every cast. But there is a bunch of them. You got them up there too, huh?
Oh, it's horrible. It's pitiful. That might be one of these fish taste so bad right now. Some of these fish you clean and eat, they taste foul. It's probably because they're eating needle gar. Yeah.
Hey, and that's just like the gars, regular gars this year. How many at the marina? They're still rolling all in the marina all the time in gars.
Hey, I've seen more spotted and alligator gars this year than I have, and I can't tell you. Probably the most
I've ever seen that many. Yeah, it is. It's the most I've ever seen.
But they're always where the trout are. You know, when you see those gar rolling, there's always trout in the area.
100%. You mean that place you used to have up the river? We'd go up there.
Oh,
you do really
Lord.
Just drove around and look for the gars. I remember that. You told me, said, hey, man, you need to roll up here. It's pretty good. And I went up there. I think you had gone home. Smelled like all these gars, and it was every cast on trout. Nice ones, too.
Yeah. Boy.
That was fun. That was good fishing.
What I'd give for some of that.
Man, just pull up, put the hook out.
That's all I did. I just get on the edge of that sandbar and that gut. And you may pull up there and put the hook out, and everybody's throwing and going, man, we're not getting any bites. I said, just hang on. They'll be here. As soon as that tide would turn around, bingo.
As soon as that tide turned around went out, somebody would get a bite, and you catch one, and then it was on.
It was on like a neck bone.
That was fun fishing. I turned up to go up there one day, and I didn't even get past that first bend. I said, man, look, there's about 5 or 6 schools of birds working, and we never even got nowhere but right there.
I know.
Oh, nice ones.
A lot of
it'll
fish.
It'll come around.
Well, I hope I'm here when it does.
Hey, did you get your clubs?
No, they didn't come, and they shipped them last Saturday. They must have put them on a pack mule or something.
They would be on a slow ride to nowhere, man.
Man, I keep checking the front door, opening the front door, and my wife goes, what are you looking for? I said, I'm waiting on my golf clubs. I'm ready.
Yeah,
I got my new putter, got my drivers and 3 woods and my wedges. I'm just waiting on my irons.
Man, they must have put them on a pony or something. That wasn't even a pony.
Oh, they got them on an old pack mule or donkey or burro or something. It's snail
mail.
Well,
I get through working out, I think I'm going to go hit a few balls, probably about 300.
Well, all I did was watch it blow yesterday. I had the golf channel on. I was bouncing all over trying to do something. I putted for about an hour in the house.
Oh, perfect. That's
practicing
what I need.
My stroke.
That's what I should have been doing.
No, that's what you do, man. When you haven't got anything to do, practice. Practice on, you know, get you different grades of carpet. Some are faster than others. And rugs and stuff like that. That's what I do.
Well, that's a good plan. Well, I went and did some stuff yesterday morning, went swimming, then I had to go to the marina, and then I'm all soaking wet. I soaked it wet like 3 different times yesterday.
I know.
Man, dadgum. Well, we'll see what happens tomorrow. and see what we got this week. Looks like a good week. But I did look at, and I ain't saying there ain't a front, they won't change it. But I looked at the 340 or 338 report this morning, and Tuesday was like northeast at 5. So,
yeah,
we'll
I was,
see. Probably
that,
northeast
that's changed.
About 18.
Yesterday's forecast showed northeast 10 to 20, but it's changed again. If you don't like that forecast, wait till in the morning. There'll be a new one.
There'll be a new one. Hey, the NOAA, no matter all these weathers, you know, you try to look, you know, down the road a little bit. I know you can't go no, you know, like, buoy weather's got a 16-day, which is a joke. Seven days, the first four, you kind of get an idea. But they put whatever they want, and then if you don't watch it, every time they update it, it ain't, nothing's the same.
No.
Yeah, I guarantee you Monday afternoon, I'll probably roll that thing up, be northeast 15 to 20. Bring in your dogs and your trees and everything else. Gonna blow
round
off.
Up the small children, get them out of the wind, man, so they don't blow
the
off.
Small kitties and bring them inside.
That's it.
All right, buddy.
Well, James, I'm glad you survived, and we'll live to fish another day, I guess, after old
man,
Delta.
I didn't have my phone. I wish I'd have videoed that yesterday. That was pretty cool. Really pretty good.
Yeah.
Just the sound.
Yeah. We had some, you know, and I got some big trees, and, man, they were almost kissing the ground the way those gusts had come through, and they just bow over. I go, how can that bow that much? Especially pecan trees with all the pecans on them. They're so heavy and not break, you know, not snap.
Yeah, no kidding. How you think about that? We're just on the edge. Think if you're Joe Blow and you got a bad one coming at you and you're in the wrong spot. I don't want to sit through that.
Well, all that thing had to do was wiggle or wag one way or the other, and we could have been right in the middle of that.
Ain't that the truth?
That's too close for comfort, man. Lake Charles is a crow flies. That's not far from me.
It ain't nothing, dude. It ain't nothing. All right, buddy. Well, we'll go carry on.
Well, if somebody wants to go to the bottom in style and live the dream all in one big wrapper, give them a number, man.
Come on. We can do it, buddy. 409-771-7306.
All right, James. Well, take care, bud, and I'll be in touch.
All right, Mick. Thanks much. We'll holler at you
in a
bit.
See you, man. All right. That's Captain James Plogg down in G-Town. Just living the dream.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.